and welcome to the Mean Time to Insight podcast, brought to you by Enterprise Management Associates and presented by EMA Vice President of Research, Seamus McGillicuddy. The EMA Mean Time to Insight podcast explores emerging trends and technologies in the world of network infrastructure and operations.
Welcome to Mean Time to Insight, where we discuss the world of network infrastructure and operations. I'm your host, Seamus McGillicuddy, Vice President of Research at Enterprise Management Associates. And today will be another podcast where I give you some insight into how my research is revealing the future of networking in one way or another. Every year, I survey thousands and thousands of IT decision makers about their approach to network infrastructure and operations on a variety of subtopics. I also have in-depth conversations with network engineers, network architects, and so forth related to job titles, just taking deep dive conversations with them into what they're doing with their tools, with their infrastructure, with their strategy, with their people. And this week, we'll be talking about why cloud network traffic data is essential to network operations and security operations. Let's start with the big picture. As organizations embrace hybrid and multi-cloud strategies, which is pretty mainstream at this point, based on various research studies that EMA has done over the last couple of years, network observability becomes more complex and more critical. I did some research in the spring where we surveyed hundreds of people involved in a hybrid multi-cloud networking environment, and only 29% of them said they were completely satisfied with their current cloud network observability tools, their ability to understand how the network is performing, how secure it is in a cloud environment. That's a problem. 29%, pretty low number. Why is that happening? Well, I would argue that in the cloud world, where DevOps and cloud operations teams have more power and more responsibility than most networking and security teams, although that is shifting, the traditional observability focus is on so-called MELT data, M-E-L-T, and that stands for metrics, logs, and traces. But IT and security teams want deeper visibility than that. MELT data tends to focus on the application environment and how it is performing and behaving. It does not necessarily reveal how networks are impacting performance and security. For that, I would argue you need network traffic data, both flows and packets, which are the two currencies in the world of network traffic data. And in the cloud, not necessarily always easy to get. We published new research this month that took a deep dive into this topic. We surveyed 250 enterprise IT and security professionals who have at least one public cloud provider integrated into their global architecture. Most of them, incidentally, were multi-cloud. And we asked them, what's your perception of the importance of network traffic data in your cloud environment from an observability perspective? 90% of them said both packets and flows are becoming more important to them for both networks operations use cases and security operations use cases. And we also found that when they placed a greater emphasis on the importance of that data, they tended to report faster resolution of network problems and security problems in their cloud environments. That was based on crosstab analysis of how they're answering various questions on the topic of mean time resolution and importance of certain types of data to certain workflows and tasks. So that's a huge impact. The more emphasis they place on getting packets and flows into the observability practice for SecOps and NetOps, the faster they are at resolving problems. And speaking of benefits like that, we also asked them, hey, what are the top benefits of collecting and analyzing cloud traffic data? 70% told us that it reduces security risk. That's a huge number. So 70% of all the people we surveyed about their approach to cloud network observability told us that the successful collection and analysis of network traffic data in their cloud environments reduces security risk. 62% said they also saw improved operational efficiency, meaning that they're spending less time on certain tasks associated with collecting and analyzing network traffic, with responding to tickets, investigating alerts around their security monitoring tools, things like that. When they have good access to traffic data, they are able to work more efficiently, which is especially important because most of the time when I'm having conversations with architects and engineers in the enterprise world, they tell me that the CIOs are always telling them to do more with less. They're also seeing attrition. People retire, people take new jobs. jobs, those seats do not get filled by new employees quite often. And as a result, they need to become more efficient because they have more work on their plate. So network traffic data in your cloud environment has a direct impact on that. 58% also told us they experienced better compliance, meaning that they have better visibility into what's happening in their cloud and they can report on it more effectively. If a regulatory body of some kind comes and wants to do an audit, or the GRC organization within the company wants to do an audit of the cloud, people with good traffic data can fulfill those requirements more easily, especially if you've got extensive packet capture, for instance. That gives you a full record of what happened on your network. It can get expensive, but it's effective for compliance for sure. And then 52% noted that they were seeing improved user and customer satisfaction, just because with traffic data readily available in their cloud environment, they can not only resolve problems faster, but they can also see problems emerging that they can proactively prevent. And as a result, people are not having poor experiences with cloud applications. So clearly, traffic data isn't just nice to have, it's a strategic asset. But our research also showed that it's not easy to get. When you're trying to access, trying to analyze traffic data in the cloud, there you see a lot of problems coming up in our research. Packet data, for instance, is often encrypted, which if you're trying to get visibility into the payloads of the traffic that's traversing your cloud, there's going to be limited visibility there. They also reported in this research that data volume often overwhelms tools. It's just when you start collecting a lot of traffic in the cloud, if you're not being strategic about it, if you're not right-sizing data flows to your observability tools, those tools can get wiped out pretty quickly by getting too much data and starting to drop packets, starting to kick out errors, and the tool might slow down, become unusable. Also seeing integration issues that, for instance, one of the common types of data that comes out of cloud providers from a traffic perspective is VPC flow logs, which are analogous to, but not identical to, or easily integrated with the traditional network flow technologies that networking and security teams are used to working with, like NetFlow, IPFix, SFlow. VPC flow logs often are difficult to integrate into your tools. There's also some latency involved because the data that's generated in VPC flow logs tends to not be real time, which limits the value of them. So that's another challenge that people report. And then just cost and complexity of parsing VPC flow logs can also be really challenging as well. So only a fraction of organizations, less than half, say they have tools that are completely effective at accessing and analyzing this data. And we'd like to see some improvement there. So let's talk about tools. Best-in-class enterprises in this research told us that they're using cloud provider traffic mirroring services. So those are an emerging set of capabilities from various cloud providers that basically traffic to analysis tools or packet capture software so that you can store packet data associated with that traffic and analyze it either in real time or forensic. People also are deploying like specialized packet capture software in the cloud, which allows them to sort of unify packet capture capabilities across different clouds and across their on-prem networks, which then in turn allows them to search packet data and deduplicate packet data and other capabilities across their hybrid multi-cloud environment, as opposed to having siloed packet data in each environment. Many also told us that they're streaming packet data to on-premises packet capture appliances from their cloud environments, and this actually tended to be preferred by highly effective enterprises. So they may have a packet capture appliance deployed in a colo facility like Equinix or maybe in an on-premises data center, and they're selectively streaming critical packet data from their cloud environments to that appliance. Most likely, a lot of that might be driven by compliance requirements, which would justify the expense of that. And then many are also using packet brokers and network tap software in the cloud. These are tools that sort of augment what you might get from a cloud provider's traffic mirroring service. It's more than just mirroring all the packets to whatever tool you have. It's also going to groom that traffic. It's going to deduplicate it. It's going to selectively send different types of traffic to tools that are interested in specific types of traffic. It will enrich data, adding context to it. It will remove data through packet slicing and other techniques to ensure compliance by protecting sensitive information that's contained in data. These are all tools that people are using to get access to packet data in their clouds today. We also asked them, what are your top use cases today for working with network traffic in the cloud? Not surprisingly, the number one response was security incident investigations. They are trying to detect incidents and also understand them, resolve them as quickly as possible. Those are the highest enterprise priorities, but they also are looking at it for NetOps use cases as well. Performance monitoring and network troubleshooting and application troubleshooting were secondary use cases. And then a tertiary use case was compliance. It comes up again here, compliance, very important. So what are the takeaways from this research? One, cloud traffic data, both packets and flows, are becoming critical to both NetOps and SecOps. It's an important thing to augment your Melt data with in your cloud environment. If your cloud operations team is focused on Melt data, metrics, logs, and traces, as a network team, as a security team, you should evangelize the value of network traffic data as much as possible. A couple months ago, I was actually talking to a network engineer about this. He said that his observability tools were limited in their ability to get traffic out of the cloud, but he was still trying to bring them to bear as much as possible when helping manage the cloud environment. And then the cloud teams that were at his company were very focused on observability that relied on Melt data. And he was seeing examples where a problem would emerge in the cloud that was impacting user experience and generating trouble tickets. His tool would look at the cloud and the cloud team would look at the cloud with their tools, and neither of them were seeing anything wrong, which meant that they had to dig deeper, do manual work, maybe deploy some sort of forensic packet capture capability in response to the event, and hope that by capturing packets after the tickets had come through from users, that they could recreate whatever problem had occurred, as opposed to having the data proactively so they can work on it in real time. So effective strategies for working with network traffic in the cloud correlate with faster resolution of issues, both networking issues and security issues. So that's another key takeaway. And finally, organizations are moving forward, in my opinion, with unified tooling across cloud and on-prem. They are deploying solutions that allow them to have a centralized approach to working with network traffic in the cloud and across their on-premises environments. So they have the ability to search and to analyze traffic on a global end-to-end basis, as opposed to just having cloud silos. So if you want to dig deeper, you can get a copy of this research at enterprisemanagement.com or emausa.com. Or if you have questions about it, you can find me on LinkedIn at Seamus McGillicuddy, or you can email me at Seamus@emausa.com. And with that, thanks for tuning in, listening to Me Time to Insight. If you found this episode helpful or interesting, share it with other people. Subscribe for more insights on network infrastructure and operations and network security in the future. Until then, stay observant, stay secure. Thank you.
Thanks, Seamus, for all your great insights on today's topic, and thank you to everyone who listened. Learn more about Enterprise Management Associates, research and consulting services by visiting enterprisemanagement.com.